Yeah, if you're looking at the deterrent effect of the U.S. military and all of those capabilities being part of that, and right now it seems the best case scenario is a negotiation to get out of this with reopening the strait, which is where the U.S. was before this war, and looking at an incredible depletion of munitions, how do you chalk this up to anything other than a big loss, putting the U.S. in a really tough spot should they have to confront another enemy or challenge going forward?
And look, deterrence is not just military capability, it's your soft power capabilities. And in this case, it's also your economic strength and might. Specifically here, it's your munition stockpiles. The enemy wants to have a sense of how long you can sustain that fight and with what type of weapons. And importantly, your economic and industrial base. And defense industrial base is something that we vastly needs improved in terms of its surge capacity. We are not where we need to be. And frankly, it was our economy that really won World War II when you go back and look at history.